Part of the statute of Daniel Belcher dictating an in-depth report on Michael Fisher, date of birth 4/20/1962. Date of procedure April 3rd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Belcher, DO. Referring physicians, Dr. HUY, VU. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is surveillance colonoscopy, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, tissue measurements, were all explained to the patient, period, the patient is wrapped in endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor, anesthesia care, period, digital rectal exam was normal, period, while lubricated on the study of chronoscope, introduced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse sonic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum, period. Boston dot prep score was graded as a 1-2-2, comma, poor prep period. The patient tried to proceed well without any complications. Findings. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure, sessile polyp removal called biopsy polypectomy. Sorry, there was an approximately 5 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were not bleeding. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli on the left side, comma, moderate. Overall, the patient did have a tortuous colon with a poor prep, particularly on the right side, with a significant amount of with a good amount of fibrous material noted. Comma, this was lavage and suction to reveal most of the underlying mucosa. Reveal the majority of the underlying mucosa. But overall, this would still be graded as a poor prep period. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given the poor prep. Next line. Follow-up in office is per review scheduled.